in Louisiana. People are cleaning up after Hurricane Ida, and the conditions are not good. More than a million people and businesses are without power, and the combination of heat and humidity makes it feel about 100 degrees. Hospitals are running on generators, roads are blocked, and thousands of residents are under a boil water notice. Let's bring in WWNO reporter Bobby Jean Missick in New Orleans. Bobby, what are officials saying about getting that power back on?
Well, the latest numbers that we have are that it's going to take up to 3 weeks to get the power back on. That's because 8 high-powered transmission lines have been damaged. But we're waiting for an announcement later today from the utilities company Entergy with a more realistic estimate for when power will be restored. They've been making damage assessments yesterday, and they're continuing to do so today.
All right. Ida hit on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and since then, the city had built a $14 billion flood protection system that included new levees, flood walls. Looks like that held up.
Yeah, luckily there were no levee failures in this storm, even though the winds were stronger than Katrina. Now, in other areas, several levees were overtopped. Because of that, hundreds of people in the Bayou parishes remain unaccounted for.
Yesterday, you spoke to residents who chose to stick out this storm rather than to evacuate. Tiffany Bailey told you that Ida was the worst storm she had ever been through, even worse than Hurricane Katrina. Let's listen here.
It was actually very scary. I've lived in Louisiana my whole life and have dealt with storms my whole life, and this was probably the scariest wind experience I've ever had. The whole house was shaking for hours. I looked over at the cat's water and it was shaking at one point. I mean, it's just, you could really feel the wind swirling around the house.
Wow. So, what is the general sense among people there in New Orleans right now after so many of these storms?
Well, people I spoke to in New Orleans yesterday said they were happy to be alive after the storm shook their houses and toppled trees and power lines. Folks are assessing damage, checking on their community members. I saw some people grilling foods from their refrigerators before they go bad. And many people are trying to get out of town now. They have that 3-week estimate on their mind, and they figure they cannot withstand the Louisiana heat for that long. And others waiting for the announcement.
And so what is ahead, and what are the biggest challenges for people as they do clean up and assess the damage?
I think the biggest challenges right now are, you know, folks getting gas to be able to head out of town. I saw extremely long lines yesterday. A lot of the gas stations that did have gas are now out. Waiting for folks to come and pick these large tree limbs off of the roads so that people can get out of the city.
And just briefly, we mentioned there's no power. It is incredibly hot out. What does it feel like in terms of the temperature to be there in New Orleans right now?
It definitely feels like over 100 degrees. Last night it rained, and that kind of provided some coolness, cool breeze. But by 9 o'clock this morning, that was over, and it was just extremely hot.
All right. WWNO reporter Bobby Jean Missick in New Orleans. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.